Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. And I'm coming to you today from the living room of Tony and Patsy Caminetti right here in, are we in Brisbane?
We are.
I knew I flew to Brisbane, Australia for you to pick me up. So you actually live in Brisbane. Tony and Patsy Caminetti will be well known to all of our listeners in the Tulsa area, in the Ohio area, and everywhere we are, and besides listening online. So you can listen to Patsy again. What are you doing here, Patsy, in Australia?
Well, we are really, really so happy to be in this wonderful country, and we moved here. We've been here a little over a year and a half. It has not been a long time, but it has been a wonderful time, and so far, besides all the different conferences and church services that we do, and also ministry in other nations, because we've gotten to go to Fiji and Indonesia, Thailand, Singapore, Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea, yes. My husband
loves to go there. That's good for a little missionary like you.
We love it. But we've also opened a distribution center for Faith Library Publications with Kenneth Hagin Ministries. And what a blessing, because this country is very hungry for the Word of God. And so we've had that open, the distribution center open, for now just about 6 months. It's a very young opening.
And I was in that distribution center.
How'd you like it?
I liked it, and I saw all those books from Brother Hagin.
Oh my, yeah.
That I had been involved in writing.
I know.
Because it was my job from 1970 until 1980 to take Brother Hagin's teachings and put it into writing.
Yeah.
Into a little simple Word of Faith that we had back in those days, and we had a monthly lesson every week.
Yeah.
And then we did books. And so it was my blessed, wonderful job for 10 years. Imagine what a job to listen to Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching.
Yes.
You know, I was with Brother Hagin for the first 4 years without Rhema.
Mm-hmm.
And then he mentioned at a summer camp meeting.
Yes.
That God told him to start Rhema Bible Training Center in the fall. And Aretha Hagin, Mrs. Hagin, said, Kenneth, you announced that you were going to start a Bible school in the fall. And he said, no, I didn't. So we went back and we played the tape for him, and he had indeed announced it, said, well, we have to do it. So I pulled up from the little simple Word of Faith that was about to go out to press, and I put a little, maybe an inch high notice that we were going to have Rhema Bible Training Center, and we opened 1974, graduated our first class in 1975. We had 58 students who came.
Yes, yeah.
And so I went into your distribution center.
Yes.
And everything he preached from 1970 to 1980, I listened to. And for six Rhema terms, I listened to every class he taught at Rhema.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we took those things and made them into books. Well, I went into your distribution center, and there I saw the books.
There they were.
Oh, I guess
they
made
were.
Me cry. Made
I
me
know.
Weep. Now, this is down under.
I know.
Now, Jesus, you know, he said to his disciples, he said, now don't, he ascended up off the Mount of Olives and went up to heaven, but he had just told his disciples, now don't you leave Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. You stay in town until you are endued with power from on high.
Mm-hmm.
You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost is come upon you.
Yes.
So they went to the upper room, same room where they had had the Last Supper, and they waited probably, it has to be under 10 days.
Yeah.
From Passover to Pentecost is 50 days. And he was walking with them 40 days. So somewhere under 10 days, we don't know, 8 to 10 days, they were in that upper room. Then Acts chapter 2, they were endued with power from on high.
Yes.
Bless the Lord. And then he said to them, you shall receive power to become witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the world. Now, uttermost part of the world from Jerusalem is Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah. Amazing.
I used to wonder if people stood down here, would they get blood rushed to their head, you know, at the bottom of the globe. Now, I first heard about the move of God in Australia from Kenneth E. Hagin. We graduated our first Rhema class.
Yeah.
And in that Rhema class was a man named Rick McKnight.
Yes.
So we were in a meeting at Van Gale's Church in Illinois. And somehow they were having a luncheon or something after the morning teaching session. And Brother Hagin was on one side of the table, I was on the other. And he knew that Rick McKnight, who had recently graduated, went to our church in Collinsville, mm-hmm. where Lee Morgans was the pastor, and where we say our church, still our church,
yeah,
a glorious church fellowship. And he said, what's Rick McKnight doing? Because he wanted to check up on every Rhema grad, only 58, you know, you can really keep a track of them.
Yeah.
And I tell some of those guys, you never would have made it in any other class because they accepted everything that moved that year.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, well, he's going to Australia. And Brother Hagin just jumped.
Mm.
He said, Australia. He said, Smith Wigglesworth prophesied that the last great move of God before Jesus comes, that Australia would play a key role. And when you could see that it was there, you knew it was soon.
Oh, yeah.
And somewhere, I can't remember if I heard it from him or if I heard it from David Duplessis.
Right.
But somewhere I heard that Australia had never had such a move like that before.
Mm-hmm.
They'd had moves of God, but, you know, the sweeping move.
Right,
like the
right,
Great
right.
Awakenings in the United States and like the Welsh Revival.
Right.
And he said, does Rick have his ticket yet? And I said, yes, he does. And I knew he had. The money had come in, and we'd written the check from the church. Maybe my husband wrote it, you know. He kept the books. And he said, well, I want to send his wife. How about her? She got her ticket? No. He said, I want to send her. He said, I want a part
in
that Australia.
Wow.
And the move of God there. And so when you took me 2 days ago now.
Yes.
Down to the warehouse.
Yes.
Where you have his books.
I know.
I wanted to cry.
I bet.
Because Brother Hagin has a part.
I know.
And Patsy, you were so close to Brother Hagin. You and I, we got a great blessing and others.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Rick, I mean, Keith Moore.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And of course, his own family, Ken and Lynette,
sure.
And Patsy and Pat and oh, so many people.
Oh, yeah.
And we were so blessed. I've been blessed in my life by mentors.
Yeah, me too.
Mm. My assistant at Kenneth Hagin Ministries, Phyllis Mackle, always used to say, you collect these people like some people do teacups. But I wanted to be around Brother Philip Halverson,
yeah.
Sister Jeannie Wilkerson, yeah. Mom and Papa Goodwin. We got some dogs here, folks. We're in a house. And so don't be upset by the dogs. It just adds color.
Oh, absolutely.
Just, there are things, Patsy, that I heard from Brother Hagin that in my life, maybe I heard so much from the pulpit.
Yeah.
But then there are some things that I heard in my own office.
Yeah.
Or someplace else that was just such a blessing to me.
Oh my, yeah.
One of those things was, I remember one day he came in my office. He talked to me about something we were working on. And he said, he took hold of the doorknob, walked out the door, turned around and said to me, I live every moment of my life conscious of that moment when I will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and answer for this ministry.
Hmm.
Then years later, I was working for Brother Summerall doing a book for him.
Right.
He turned around, took hold of the doorknob. I was sitting at the desk. He looked at me and he said, I live every moment of my life conscious of that moment when I will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and answer for every dime that came into this ministry.
Wow.
So I thought, this is a very important thing.
It is.
Patsy, can you think of something that he said to you that stuck with you?
Well, there are many, many things that stuck with me. And I suppose, Billy, since he's gone home to be with heaven, the Holy Spirit's reminded me of more and more of those things. One thing that comes to mind right in this moment is that he was a mentor. He was very patient,
mm-hmm.
and I was so young when I went, and he was just patient. But I had an experience in prayer with a friend of mine, And actually, while we were praying about a really grave situation that was very strifeful and divisive and causing quite a bit of problem at that time, we were praying, and I had a discerning of spirit. I saw the spirit that was operating and functioning.
You're with your eyes.
Yeah, I saw it. And when I saw it, I wasn't afraid. It was really the first time that that had ever happened. But I wasn't afraid. I just knew what to do. So I commanded it to stop. And I commanded it in the way that I'd heard Brother Hagin speak also to spirits, mm-hmm. to stop in its maneuvers and desist in its operations. And I did. And it worked incredibly. It stopped. And within just a few days, the whole situation had dissipated till it was just no more. Well, then I was talking with Brother Hagin about it. I told him what happened. And I said, you know, Brother Hagin, it just seems to me like if I could just see those spirits, I would know what to do. And I could stop so much of the devil's operations. I just wish I could see more of those spirits, because I just remembered the authority I felt from my spirit. And he kind of just smiled at me and shook his head a little bit, but not condemning or condescending, but he did smile. He said, no, that isn't what you want to seek for. You don't want to seek to see evil spirits. He said, what you always want to seek is to see him.
Jesus.
Yes. And he said, and when you get in his presence, he'll show you what you need to see.
You seek him.
Yeah, you seek him.
And then what? See, that's a gift of the spirit, discerning of spirits.
Absolutely.
Seeing into the spirit realm,
yes.
is discerning of spirits.
Yes.
So you seek the Lord and the Holy Spirit, and then his gifts will come to you.
Absolutely.
That you need at whichever time you need them. It says in the Bible that it's as the Spirit wills.
Mm-hmm.
He gives these as he wills and
yes.
as we need them.
Yes.
And Patsy and I are going to be coming back all this week. And we want you to get Kenneth Hagin's book, I Believe in Visions. That's going to be our special offer. We're going to give it to you at a special price. Now, I don't know what this special price is, but I'm in Australia. I don't have my book department here to call and see how much do we get this book for. But I can tell you one thing, they are going to be offering you a special price. So you just call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. We want you to read about Kenneth Hagin and his part in the last days.
Amen.
You see, we're in the last days, and Brother Hagin knew that. He was a part of a last day ministry, in fact, teaching God's people faith. We invite you to be back with us tomorrow, and this is Billy and Patsy saying, Shalom, Shalom.
Shalom.